Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Miss Crystal Barnes, please?
Yes, this is Crystal Barnes. Crystal with a K, okay?
Yes, Miss Barnes, this is Edgar Axelsweiss. I'm with the RIAA.
The who?
The RIAA.
Okay.
I understand that you're pirating music off the internet.
I'm doing what?
You're a pirate. A dirty, filthy, stinky pirate.
This is a special report with Brian Tucker. Teresa Simmons is on assignment. Piracy is a rampant problem for some very large industries, especially shipping and recreational boating. Serious attacks have resumed off eastern coast of Somalia. Since April, 8 incidents were reported where pirates armed with guns and grenades have attacked ships and fired upon them. In 4 incidents, crew were held hostage and ransom demanded. Some of these attacks took place far away from the Somali coast. Eastern and northeastern coast of Somalia continue to be a high-risk area for hijacking. July 6, 2005, Encore Anchorage in India. 3 robbers boarded a bulk carrier. Alert crew raised alarm and the robbers escaped empty-handed. And here you thought I was going to talk about copyright infringement. From now on, the term mooning is not evil enough sounding and will be called murder. To make the victims of the vicious mooning streak sound like something really happened to them and make people sympathetic for their senseless bitching and whining. Fuck you, RIAA. Make better music and sell it for a fair price and your business will do well. Quit fucking over your customers or they might become real pirates and cut your ass with a big fucking sword. Brian Tucker, signing out.
Episode 49 for the week of August the 22nd, and you're listening to
Info Motherfucking Astastic Nomicon Radio.
But it is info. You got your nom and your icons.
This is Pixel Fiend. Listen to Info Nomicon.
Destroying technology one bit at a time. You're listening to Info Nomicon Radio.
Astastic Radio.
This is Droops.
And this is Obfuscated.
And this is Info Nomicon Radio.
Episode 49.
And we have all kinds of good shit to talk to you in this short, short 30 minutes. In fact, we have some stuff that we've been working on at Infonomicon, and we're pleased to announce that we now have a Linux CD project. Pretty much, you email me a CD in an envelope with another envelope and some postage on it.
And I'll doesn't email you back.
And I keep it. No, I will actually burn you a Linux distro, whatever you need, and send it back to you for you people that have the dial-up disease.
And he'll own you.
And I'll own you, but you don't own me, because that's not my real address. That's just an address of a town that I go to school nearby.
What town is that?
Some little dinky town.
What's the name of the town?
You're going to have to go to the website and find out.
Isn't that where they make master-built refrigerators?
I have no idea. What's a master-built refrigerator?
Master-built builds coolers for convenience stores.
Hey, is that kind of like the Linux Link Tech Show?
That is exactly like the Linux Link Tech Show.
Because I'm going to be on their 100th episode in a few weeks, and I'm going to be on with Marcel Gagné and
who's
Doc
he?
Searles. They're people that know a lot about Linux.
Sounds French.
Maybe he is.
Mais oui.
Baby. And I'm drinking a beer right now. And that relates to Walmart is now trying to corner the market for booze. That's right. Walmart, some places, sell liquor, but they're going to get more into it. In fact, I have a quote right over here.
Because you're so ready.
We're putting hard liquor in our stores where we can, says John Wessling. He's a senior vice president. And he says, this is an area where we're focused on growing sales. And this is coming from the same company that has CDs that don't say shit. They bleep them out or have different CDs made. Like, I bought a Charlie Daniels CD from them, and The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I'm listening to it, and they don't use the one profane word in the whole fucking thing.
What's that one profane word?
I think it's hell or damn or something like that. I don't know.
Really?
And they don't use it. But they're selling booze. They're like, you know, we need more drunk people with good family values.
Let me tell you something else about Walmart and their alcohol policy. There was a Walmart, new Walmart that opened up in Baton Rouge about a year ago. How long was it?
Yes.
About a year ago. Okay, anyway. They're saying, we're going to be built here, okay? So all the restaurants that were like near a certain proximity had to leave. Because Walmart has a policy of not having any place that sells alcohol that you can drink. Not like a convenience store or anything. I mean like a bar or a restaurant that serves alcohol anywhere within a certain proximity of it.
Just like a school.
Just like a school.
You know, college textbooks have gone, they're going twice the inflation rate.
No shit.
No shit. I can't wait till it's all over the internet and you don't have to pay as fucking much. And all these people get fucked because they're trying to fuck students. And I don't know a lot of students with a lot of money. It's their parents' money, and fuck those people.
I think.
What?
Can't the teacher just be like, you can't use that book that you have printed out?
I took an accounting class, and then the second version, like accounting 202, we had the same textbook. So I go in there with my same textbook, and no, it was the revised version, which they changed like the numbers in the questions and sold it again as a book. So I had to buy it twice.
See how they fuck you in the ass?
And it didn't even come with a cover. Like, it was just some pages. I had to buy my own spiral notebook. And it was like $100.
Holy shit. How much did you get back for it?
I don't sell my books back. Because you get like $5. It's not worth it.
True.
I'll give them to my friends.
Which they won't be able to use anymore because they changed it again.
Because they changed the version. And fuck that shit. You know, that reminds me, there's some people that I just want to kick in the face. One of them is Mr. Obfuscated Noir, just because he's a pussy.
It's Obfuscated Von Noir.
Von Noir, I'm sorry.
I'm a baron in Bavovia.
In Mulva.
Remember that video?
Which video?
The video, come in my space rocket.
No.
Okay, never mind. I'll send it to you again.
Please do. I know what you're talking about, I think. Please don't send that to me.
The Hades video.
Well, gas prices are going up. Exxon is posting, like, revenue like they've never had before. Like, they are just making fucking money. And they're like, oh, gas prices are going up because of the stuff in the Middle East. And we're also going to charge more for the gas so we make more money. You know, because they're greedy fucks. They're like, well, fuck you a little bit more. And I want to kick them in the face, and most gas companies. But the car companies are slowly adapting, and they're hoping by the year 2008, which is, you know, 3 years from now, that they're going to have different gears on the car. So you can have a car that's like an 8-speed. So that you
it's
can get
all
more
bullshit.
So you can get more gas proficiency with your vehicle.
You see, this is what's going to happen. Now, remember in the 70s when, we weren't too much around, but you remember the 70s when the gas went up so damn high?
Pixel Fiend, you remember the 70s, man?
Leave that fucking dude. I was going to shoot you one day. Anyway, when you remember, you know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what made the gas prices come down again? You're supposed to say what?
The Pope?
Close. Your friend Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer.
Well, the peanut farmer.
The peanut farmer said they're gonna implement a policy on gas, new cats technology, so we don't have to use gas anymore. So OPEC was like, oh shit. All of a sudden, like that, the gas prices went down again.
I don't think it changes much day in, day out, how they get the gas out of the ground, you know, they get the oil and refine it.
No, the technology's really been around for a good number of years now.
Like, they should just get cheaper and cheaper, because the technology should be improving and improving.
You know what a simple solution to this is?
Bicycles?
No, start drilling.
So we should go, yeah.
We can't start drilling. You wanna know why?
Greenpeace. Well, you don't want to kill the animals. Because, you know, without dead animals, we would not have fossil fuels.
Or film.
Or film. Or steak. I mean, fucking steak.
Or Jell-O.
Tennis shoes.
Or Jell-O.
Gelatin is actually like that gross, gooey stuff from the side of the pork roast the next day. That's it's Jell-O.
It's boiled animal fat, I think, skin, isn't it?
Good times.
Good times.
Anyway, I was reading an article in the Wall Street
Journal. There's always room for a Jell-O.
And semen. I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal, and they explained how 8 gears is going to be better than 5 gears.
And how is this?
And it was they said, compare the effects to a 3-speed and a 10-speed bike. The lowest gear on the 10-speed, you could climb a very steep hill. Meanwhile, with the top gear, you could get the bike going a lot faster.
We don't all live in California.
I'm thinking to myself, if I'm reading the Wall Street Journal, obviously I have like a clue, maybe, and I probably understand what a 10-speed bike is capable of, you know?
That makes no sense. We don't all live in hills. So what's the fucking difference?
Anyway, I just think I want to kick that guy in the head for just making us seem stupid. I want to kick Kevin Rose in the head.
Speaking of people I want to see wake up with a dead horse in their bed bleeding from the mouth. You know what?
What?
I've been thinking about this. I had a dream last night of somebody murdering Kevin Rose.
All right. I had a dream last night that I was having sex with that chick from Desperate Housewives.
Fuck them.
But that's just me.
I want to kill them, too. But seriously, we should have a contest. No, I'm not going to say that.
free Infonomicon sticker to whomever.
If you... No, I'm not going to do that because... Lawsuit! Because somebody will actually go... Rah!
But we'll be called noobs.
Yes, we'll have a party if Kevin Rose dies. You know who he reminds me of?
Yourself.
In a certain amount of ways. The small penis thing does, yeah. Yes. But, no, speaking of, he reminds me of Bill Gates.
Okay.
And something that's how somebody can come so well known without knowing shit.
Yes. Kevin Rose has a lot of followers of people that don't know shit. And pretty much how you determine this, if you ever watched The Dark Tips and learned anything other than the product name, you should be a Kevin Rose follower. Because they don't teach anything. Watch one, you'll learn the name of the product, and that's all you will learn from a Kevin Rose.
Eat Kellogg.
Smoke.
Marlboro.
Smoke.
Camels.
And that's it.
Cock.
And people like that, they think they know everything. And Obfuscated and I do know everything.
Yes.
You know, if you don't believe us, just ask us. We'll tell you.
I am the head. Hum. Hum. Speaking of stupidity.
Go ahead.
You've heard about the whole thing with the 911 and VoIP, right?
Yes. Go ahead.
How about the woman, you know, tried to call 911 over a fucking VoIP phone and her husband died because she poisoned it with cyanide. Whatever, how that works.
But too bad they tried to save money on long-distance calls. They should have stick with AT&T.
You see, it's stupidity. I don't think companies, like, should be forced to do certain things like this because it makes no sense. You knew going into it, you probably wouldn't have 911 service. Because logically speaking, you're going through an international pretty much service, right?
Yes.
It's not a home-based service like, you know, your local Bell South or your local Bell, right?
Yes.
It's on, you know, internet-wide. It's just like the internet.
Yes.
And 911 is a local service.
That's true.
I don't see how that fucking makes sense. Well, maybe they should. The only thing I do think they should be required to do is to say, like, kind of like not in small print so much, be like, this service does not offer 911.
Well, most people, when they got their phone, it didn't offer 911 service.
True.
Because that didn't exist. And then it came along as an added thing. And then you got taxed for it. And if you pay your taxes, you're like, oh, here's a 911 charge. Wonder where that's going.
Where I lived at, we didn't have 911 up to like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You were just fucked. You just had to have the number of the sheriff's department in your head.
Or just have a CB radio.
Or just go outside. Harry Ridley stuck under the tractor.
Did you get stuck under the tractors a lot as a child?
No, but I had a cousin that got a thumb chopped off.
Ooh. Hey, you want to talk about some stuff about tech?
I say go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was reading a headline in a magazine, and it said Radio Shack saves millions of dollars by choosing Windows over Linux.
No.
And you're not going to believe who sponsored this ad.
No.
It was
Steve Ballmer.
Microshit. In fact, if you go to the Microsoft website, you can learn about Radio Shack saving millions of dollars by choosing Windows over Linux. And I was reading into this. I did a little looking.
What's the truth?
And Radio Shack did go with the Microsoft solution. Their old solution was an 11-year-old Unix installation.
Was it still running?
Yes, and they're still kind of using it. Let me talk here. Now, they said Windows has a lower long-term cost. Now, I'm thinking if you bought some Unix 11 years ago, granted, you're going to have to pay somebody if something breaks, but you're going to have to do that for Windows too, right?
That is correct.
And that old hardware, like those Okidata printers they were probably using, they don't fall apart. They last forever. You can pour motor oil in an Okidata printer, and it will still print.
I have tried.
They're very rugged motherfuckers. They said it was less risk, and I can get that's actually a valid point, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. They said it was better aligned with their long-term strategy, and I think Radio Shack's long-term strategy is to sell your name and your phone number when you purchase batteries. And that's just fucking you over, and that's pretty much what Microsoft does, so yeah, I can see that.
Your they name said, isn't a large SAM file.
They said it's stronger vendor support. And, you know...
That's true, really.
I'll go with that, but that 11-year-old Unix still fucking works. And we're going to get back into that. And they said it was better use of existing development and IT skills. And they said this move to Windows will reduce the number of servers by 50%. And I would hope to God moving to anything from 11-year-old Unix install would reduce the number of servers. You know, because stuff has been increasing exponentially in power since then. But here, my friends, is the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
With Paul Harvey.
I'm sorry.
They actually have 51,000 company stores. Excuse me, I'm sorry, 5,100 company stores, and each one of those company stores had one Unix-based computer. So that's 5,100 Unix computers, all right? 22,000 PCs with Microsoft Windows 95 or 98. Whoa! So they upgraded their Windows stuff, which was 22,000 computers, and they upgraded their 5,100 Unix computers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a second computer in each store with Windows 2000 on it. And it handles connectivity with company headquarters, your routing, and it's a workstation for the employees. So it seems to me they have a lot more Windows computers that they upgraded than anything, right?
That would be correct.
Makes sense. And I don't understand how this... lower long-term cost thing goes around, because they obviously are trying to save money by running Windows 95 and Windows 98 computers, along with an 11-year-old Unix installation. And if they go with the Microsoft plan, they're going to be upgrading in several years. And several years after that, they're going to be upgrading again. And they're going to be upgrading three or four times in the next 11 years. And I feel that four upgrades cost a lot more than just one upgrade.
Well, I pray to Kevin Rose to never go into a Radio Shack. Because
now,
I told you about my experience as Radio Shack, right?
Go ahead. You're going to fuck my article up, but go ahead.
You still reading? I thought we were not doing that anymore. God damn.
No, I wrote all this down. I'm just getting that thought straight.
Your thesis?
Yes, a thesis. I'm going to continue. Now, it said there's less risk with going with the Windows solution. Well, I don't see that there's a lot of risk with the Linux solution, but there was a lot of risk with that Unix solution because they were running 11-year-old SCO Unix. And since SCO has a history of suing people, you know, as a business model, I can see a little risk sticking with that. And they said their Unix servers were becoming difficult to support.
Did you write that joke?
No. Yes.
Okay, that was funny.
Radio Shack employees actually dismissed SCO as it posed a high-level business risk.
Their now, employees say this?
Yes.
Like you now, walk into a Radio Shack and be like, SCO, we dismissed it.
Oh, fuck, my phone's ringing. Hold on one moment, please.
Okay, I'll talk. Fuck that article. I've got one. Okay. We were talking about blogs, right? And if you listen to past shows, you know how much I fucking hate blogs. There's no point in it. And I'll post up a link that proves my point. Well, anyway, they have these new blogs that are out that have viruses. So, some chick, you know, your AIM, because you're a fuck, you're an AIM, and you're like, some chick IMs you and says, "Hi, I'm Kanitha.
Barbara.
Hi, I'm Kanitha. Check my blog out and look at my pics." And you're like, okay. You check the blogger, right? And all of a sudden, you know, you're fucked. Somebody hacks your computer. So, blogs are gay. That's the end of my article. Sweet. Don't
well,
visit
going
blogs.
On, what did Radio Shack upgrade to? They upgraded to Windows Server 2003 Enterprise Edition.
2003?
Yes. That's to upgrade the 2000 server in each store. Wait. So that was 3 years of use they got out of that before they had to buy new stuff because they're locked into a Microsoft contract. So they're locked into a Microsoft contract. Maybe they didn't choose anything, you know, like Windows, because they were already locked into the contract. And they had to upgrade 3 years later. They're using XP Embedded for all the Windows 98 and 95 machines. And, well, we use that at Circuit City when I work there, and that's a fun little thing to play with. They're using System Management Server 2003, which handles delivery of software updates to the in-store servers. And to take care of that old Unix problem, they're using Microsoft Server for Unix, so the Rat Shack could adapt its existing Unix-based point of sale to run on Windows equipment. So, explain to me why Windows was cheaper? I don't know. Because they had to buy a lot of fucking licenses, and they're going to be doing that in another 3-4 years. And I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to say, no, I'm not paying $8 for fucking 2 AA batteries just because they were Radio Shack written on them. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Do you have HBO?
I don't have TV.
You should use deodorant and stuff. Remember that joke?
You're weird, man.
Okay, anyway. HBO, home, what does that stand for? Home box office? Yeah. Anyway, they're teaming up with Firefox, of all people, to have a new skin for your Firefox for the new series Rome. So now we might have, like, you know, product tie-ins with browsers.
What skin do you use on your Firefox?
The one that came with it.
I actually use one. It's like pimp skin or something. It's got fall fur covering everything.
No, you
don't. And lots of bling. Oh, it's awesome.
That's fucking gay.
And everything's all sparkly. It's really cool.
What's wrong with using default skins for stuff? Why does everybody have that thing, have things fancied up? Does it have spinners
like
on it?
We're not going to talk about the spinner.
It does?
Yeah, it's got a spinner. Because I'm fucking cornbread white boy. And I want someone, when they steal my computer, to think I'm dangerous. Be like, oh, fuck, man, this guy's a thug. He's got spinners on his computer. Okay, moving on to some news.
Wait, speaking of that, I wanted to say, you know how Paul Harvey, you listen to Paul Harvey, right?
Every
so often. Huh?
Every afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how when he does his show and automatically just goes into a commercial?
Yes.
And you don't not really sure until he actually goes into it? We should do that. Speaking
well,
of
that's,
more...
That's how they used to do it. Like Burns and Allen, they'd have that guy come over and he's like, "Have you tried the new Rinso? It's got sunshine."
We should do that. I'm telling you. Okay, ready?
I think that's a really bad idea.
Why?
Now, the other day I was at Best Buy, And I bought the new Logitech mouse. It's very...
I like that.
Go ahead.
Okay, speaking of HBO, have you tried new multigrain cereal from Kellogg's? I have. And Fiona from Florida told me it was good.
Fiona? I thought she was from Australia.
I don't know. We try to call people in different countries to get to talk to us. No one's online right now. Everyone's offline. The whole fucking world's offline.
The whole fucking world.
So start downloading what you can. Servers are open.
How are you doing on time there, buddy?
Servers are running like juice from the Gaza Strip.
Ooh. Political humor.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, speaking of Microsoft, how much we like to bash, even though it gets really old. But the new IE7, which is only available in the new...
Vista
operating system. They have... You know, and everybody knows how they like to change names of shit to their own customizable thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they was going to change RSS feeds, right? Which stands for really, real simple syndication, right? Isn't that what that stands for?
Really simple syndication.
Or it's supposed to stand for a lot of things, but that's what acronyms and technology do.
Well, actually, I've heard it stands for really simple stealing, and people are taking RSS feeds from really popular blogs and posting them as their own blogs and selling advertising on them and making money.
Because they're not that secure.
Oh, no.
But that's actually a pretty interesting thing in itself. Anyway.
They were Infonomicon / blogs.
they were going to change the web. Change RSS to be called web feeds. They tried to change every little thing, but decided not to because they realized, you know, they're gay. I don't know.
That's gay, and let's confuse people a little more.
Right. Is it RSS or is it web feeds? I don't know which one to get. We have trouble explaining to people that you don't need an iPod to listen to podcast, let alone web feeds and RSS.
Mm-hmm. So preach on, brother man. Preach on.
Fuck that. Actually, I got an article from our friend. I don't know how to pronounce this dude's name. How do you pronounce it? Mamusa?
Yes.
But anyway, did you get the list I sent you?
I did, actually. I'm looking for it right now.
Okay. It's a list of top 10 tech things we missed. I thought it was a pretty interesting article. It came out some time ago, didn't it?
I believe so.
And
nothing like the fresh news on the Infonomicon.
We try. And I'm not going to go through all of them, but I think my favorite thing on here is LPs, which is number 9. And it goes like this. This is an argument for the ages. Many music lovers say that the analog technology of vinyl records, where sound waves are recorded as bumps and waves in the record's groove, provide a more authentic, warmer sound than digital recording technologies of CDs and MP3s. Today, LPs are a collector's item for music collectors and scratch artists. Scratch artists. Many people still have collections of LPs and no way to play them. Our recommendation is record your prized LPs to digital files while you still have a working record player. You won't be able to completely capture the analog sound, but at least you'll preserve the memories of an ancient technology. What I like about this is true. Like, technically, LPs have a truer sound than CDs do.
This is true.
And another number 10 is actually the Newton, and you knew something about that beforehand, so go ahead.
The Newton is actually the first PDA, as it would be. Apple came up with it. It was really big, and it was really clunky, and people still fucking use them. Because they're crazy.
Were they really that good?
No, but people still write software for them, and there's a lot of really good software for them now. Like really good handwriting recognition and shit like that. Yeah.
Okay. I recently bought an FM transmitter. Because I'm tech savvy.
You know, I have like 10 of them at the house.
I know you do. You collect those fucking things. And you actually have a Infonomicon TV showing how to get a better reception of them, right?
This is true.
It was really good. I liked it. But when I went to go buy it, I also saw a few more cheaper versions. I saw one I'd never seen before and had anybody talk about them, but I'm sure everybody does know about them. they're one. That's the one that goes into your lighter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also has a place for you to plug in your USB thumb drive.
Huh.
And use that as the hard disk.
I've not seen that.
Yeah.
That's pretty slick.
So how big are those thumb drives getting now?
2-3 gigs.
So you have your 3 gig thumb drive, plug it in there.
For $800.
Yeah. Is that expensive?
Yeah.
No.
You can get like a gig one for like $80.
Hmm. I found mine on the ground, 512.
You did, you bastard.
I know I did. I was sweeping the store, but I'm like, It was like from a Walmart employee, had Walmart files on it.
And since Obfuscated is a very good employee, he of course immediately put it in the store's lost and found,
which is
consisted of his back pocket, and then proceeded not to tell a soul other than me and now everyone here.
Everybody in the store knew about it. Fuck them. Fuck Walmart.
Fuck them indeed.
Fuck Kevin Rose.
Yeah, hey Kevin Rose, we challenge you to a fist fight. You can either pick me or Obfuscated, and we'll meet you halfway between where you live and where we live.
Here's my digital...
And then we'll beat your ass.
Here's my digital leather glove. Whoops. Duel.
And we'll fight you with fists, we'll fight you with swords, knives, 2x4s, pistols, whatever, buddy.
Cock rings.
Cock rings, I'm not cock ringing Kevin Rose. And just you versus one of us, your pick.
You think, where's he from?
I think he was born in Las Vegas.
You think?
I don't know. I'm not curious. A fanboy.
Well, I'm not either, but I'm just, is he in that movie database? Everybody fucking is.
And why doesn't he have pictures of him and Tara Reid? I don't understand. Like,
holy
she's a big
shit.
Hoe.
Holy
he
shit.
He lives near
He's
her.
In the move database.
Is he?
Yes.
For doing what?
He was a TV contributor for Unscrewed with Martha Stewart. And the Screensavers, of course.
Oh, okay.
He's from Las Vegas.
Aha!
Sin City. Where does he live at now?
I don't know. Somewhere in California, I assume.
You travel a lot. We can both go there. We can,
okay.
We have the Rose-a-thon. Everybody's looking to go to a fucking con. We can make a con up.
The whoop-ass-a-con.
The Kill Rose-a-con. Did you know, Droops, they're having cracked down on violet web porn?
Violet web porn? That's my favorite type of porn.
There's a guy, right? I'm not going to read the fucking article to you because reading articles are boring, but basically, this guy gets arrested for killing a kid or killing raping somebody really badly, right?
Okay.
Well, they finally has violent web porn, okay? So now they're going after violent web porn.
Okay.
Now, okay, let me explain something about psychology, okay? TV and violent web porn doesn't make you do things. It's just the kind of person you are attracts you to those things.
Mm-hmm.
So going after this violent web porn is not going to stop violent rape. As much as I'm against like child porn, stopping child
when
porn...
When he says against it, he means he's close to it on his computer.
It's a synonym. Anyway, I'm all about stopping child porn, but getting rid of child porn is not going to stop child molestation. Because it's been around long before the internet. Okay, some people didn't know that. And that's Obfuscated's psychology tip for the day.
Well, speaking of porn, I was visiting Playboy.com earlier today.
Oh, yes.
But I wasn't at www.playboy.com. I was at mirrors.playboy.com, and there's a lot of good free stuff there. And it's not good free naked pictures of Angelina Jolie or whatever. It's nice free Linux mirrors. And the tech guys over there at Playboy have decided to give back to the open source community and provide a lot of hosting for open source projects.
Hmm. I
think it's awesome.
Who knew? Porn and Linux.
Porn and Linux.
Do I hear a new distro?
We were actually talking about this, having a... you can roll your own Nopix, and one that just, instead of having like programs, just had multimedia applications and porn built into it. So that you could just put it in your computer, boot it up, look at your porn, pull it out, and there's no trace you were looking at porn.
And has all the codecs for all the different types of formats.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, that should be an Infonomicon project.
No, it should. Anyway, I had a Nopix problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is kind of noobish, but I figured I'd tell everybody about it since somebody else might have the same problem. Anyway, I've been using Slackware in this box for a good long time now, a few years. Well, of course, we tried out Symfony OS. Did you ever do that?
Yes, I have actually been enjoying it.
Okay, have you installed it yet?
No, I'm just doing a live CD.
Okay. Well, I went to install it, and I never had... This is my first time doing a Nopix, like, hard drive install. So I go through the motions, blah, 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 blah. Finish the installation, Grub comes up, an error, whatever. I get an error. It tells me my selected cylinder exceeds maximum supported by BIOS.
That's a bad error to get, buddy.
That is a bad error.
So what'd you do? What'd you do?
Well, I booted up Nopix again, and I notice as soon as Nopix comes up going through the whole detection stages, it says BIOS age 1999 fails cutoff 2002. So there's a problem on the install of Nopix. I never had any problem computer. Any other distro, just Nopix. So supposedly this fix is solved by a BIOS flash, which is always fun.
And exciting,
especially when it goes wrong.
Don't do BIOS flashing during a thunderstorm.
And I'll tell you if this shit works next week. And okay, we're going to wrap the show up now. And what's, you had some stuff to play at the end of the show?
I do actually have a couple shouts real quick.
Okay.
I want to shout out to everyone who said happy birthday to me, which would be Obfuscated, Pixel Fiend, Pierce Rabone, Malza, Telco Bob, Low Tech Mystic, people like that. Shout to the BinRev Forum for all those people saying happy birthday to me. And I'm sorry that my evil secret came out during that, but that's just how it goes when your penis don't work. Right?
I don't know anything about that.
Now, if you want to talk to us, you can email us at droops@infonomicon.org or obfuscated@infonomicon.org, or you can move on over to Dollnet and go to Infonomicon and see us in there.
Oh, I got some shouts, too.
Okay.
Shout out to some of the podcasts I've been listening to lately. Of course, the Linux Leak Tech Show. Some music ones, Regen Radio, the, excuse me, Regen Radio and the Metal Show, actually. The Metal Show is really, really fucking good because I used to listen to it when I lived in Cleveland. And now they have a podcast, which is very convenient. Also, a few movie podcasts, The Chud Show, which is from Chud.com, of course. And Real Reviews, which, because that guy kicks ass. Anyway, I guess that's all for me.
We have a phone number. It's 206-984-9569. And for people that have listened to the show before, I opened the show one week with Cotton and I doing a little singing to songs. And we actually got really drunk and recorded an entire album. And the first person to snail mail at the Infonomicon email address, the Infonomicon mailing address, which is on infonomicon.org, gets a free copy of our live CD. And let me tell you, it's utter crap. And the closing music tonight is the Luke Duke, who's now a Broadway singer. And I'm not talking about the new Dukes of Hazzard, but the original. And this is him singing Up on Cripple Creek, and it's Shouting Out to Pony Boy.
Who the fuck is Pony Boy?
Some fuck.
I like ponies.
Well, I've been Droops.
And I've been Obfuscated. Until then, we're Mickey Finn.
right, they're done. Now's your chance, Roscoe. Go on, get them. They're headed for the exit. Go on, get them, get them. Roscoe, you do. Don't get your hands off my pork chops and get after them Duke boys, will you?
All right, I'm gone. Just wanted a little nibble, that little fat metal muffin. Can you see I got to push my way through this crowd of good old boys? Every last one of them's trying to place their order with Daisy Duke at one time. All right, you guys, step aside for Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. Can't blame him, boy. That Daisy Duke looks pretty tonight.